get the donuts from, because if we go to one by our house, every time I go there, we have four selection of donuts.
It's a real small, but there's never any donuts.
Yeah.
I didn't time it right. I thought I had more time.
Okay. We're all engaged in donuts anyway.
I see that.
I hear that. Yeah. Well, this is a new one on Rochester and M59, right by a big lumber company. They put new hotels in there.
We're in there
twice now. Early in the morning, you get four donuts. You come in the afternoon, there's not even four. I said, I thought you were a donut place.
Well,
we are.
Never here.
Yeah,
use your microphone.
No, I did not.
Mine?
Not that you had your. But it was a good choice.
Uh-oh.
You?
Yeah. Does anybody want to have church this morning?
Okay.
You kick a
monkey pill
this morning?
I wasn't sure.
No, you're talking. This is church.
Did you get your elements?
Yes.
Begins today with a devotional journal. It's entitled Worship Him, Introduction, Revelations 4:8b. Scripture says, day and night without ceasing, they sing, Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. This year, as we prepare to gather for our gifts around the manger, we acknowledge that the heavenly host will join us gathered around the throne. And together we sing with one voice, He is holy, He is worthy, and Christ has come, and Christ will come again. During the season of hustle and bustle, take some time to experience what God has for you. Reflect on God's goodness and how He sent His only Son into a broken world as a baby to save us all. May this Advent season be filled with opportunities to worship God with your time, your talents, and your treasures. It is the first Sunday of Advent. Modern. Hard to believe, we only have 24 days till Christmas. Not quite, and it's a busy time of year and a busy time of the season. So we just finished Thanksgiving, and our scripture is going to be kind of a little different this morning, but we'll start off with a song, worshiping the Lord and singing together. Go Tell It on the Mountain, a little bit more of a peppier song.
Silent, lost by night.
Even if we have to sing a few songs a cappella, I have some of the songs downloaded, but we'll get them the best that we can. What else do we have to talk about? BethanyChurchOfGod.org. All right, everything's there for your view and pleasure. This morning's going to be a little disconnected because the songs I had put on the PowerPoint are not coming through as clear as I want, so John's going to switch from the PowerPoint to two songs that I put on the data board. Are a little bit easier to sing. Angels We Have Heard on High and Away in a Manger. They're a little bit more what we're accustomed to. The other ones just didn't, too much delay, too much space in them, so he's going to be going back and forth, and then our closing song is okay. But other than that, I do want to mention, I know that the season's coming on fast. I'm just so thankful I woke up this morning, didn't even realize it. My wife had a lovely card waiting for me. For those of you that don't know, today is my 39th anniversary of ordination. So 39 years ago today, December 1st, 1985, I went to the ordination. Hard to believe the time has spanned that quickly. So I'm just blessed. I'm working on 21 years here, 39 years of ordination, and over 41 years of licensing. So I'm just blessed. I just asked God to give me another 39 years. I'm not sure what I'll be like in 39 years, but we'll see. We'll give it all I got. But we're going to worship the Lord together with a couple of songs. During our prayer time, we need to continue to keep. Got some updates. Some friends of ours, we just heard this morning, the Denny family, Becky passed away Friday. So it's friends of my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Friends of ours in Tennessee, Christy had some major kidney issues, and she's on the mend there. Who else, Beth? Kathy is in the hospital. I've been praying for Kathy White. Kathy is going through a biopsy today. She's having a lot of trouble with fluid on her lungs. We really need to pray for her. She's very, very weak. I know Jackie's got some tests coming up here very shortly. We want to keep her in prayer. God will direct her, and then Judy will have some healing. I'm sure they're all out doing the crack thing this weekend. What other prayer requests am I missing, Beth?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's worship the Lord. Yep. Again, a couple of songs. Oh, yeah. Lighting of the Advent candle. Wow. I'm just moving right along.
Follow the script.
No, I don't want to follow the script. I never do.
I know. There's always chance.
Yeah. Not for me.
Good morning.
Morning.
With great anticipation, the wise men travel. Every day they move further from the downhearted world with which they were familiar toward a future and a hope. With passing of every day, their hearts would swell from the hope that these scriptures will be fulfilled and the turmoil will be no more.
What excitement! A promise revealed. But can we acknowledge the starting place of this hope? For years and generations, heartache and suppression lingered over God's people, and the only assurance that change would come would be found in the promises of God's word, that he would send a deliverer. Can you imagine your despair dreaming for him?
Let's worship, maybe hope for a moment.
Circumstances can make it so hard to believe that our desires will come to pass, and even harder to believe that they are part of God's plan.
What was the impossible that God says he will be so?
What are you hoping for? From what depths is your hope having to emerge? What worship will you render unto God both day and night until you see the promise of the Lord?
Our celebration may have been the issue of our love for us to worship you day and night without ceasing. We will sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Revelations 4:8.
In this season, someone has been hoping for things to turn around, hoping for one more conversation, hoping for reconciliation, hoping for the promise to be fulfilled. Are you the answer?
Today, as we light the candle of hope, give yourself permission to want the blessing of hope, nestle down deep in the corners of your dreams, rise to be your song of worship. We cry out, receive our worship.
Our lineage has been disordered by misguided steps along the way. We cry out, receive our worship.
Our neighbors have fallen when our hand fell short. We cry out, receive our worship.
Our nations are warring for castles when thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. We cry out, receive our worship.
So it is with our Advent, and the first group is hope. Let's sing together the next two songs.
Sing our Savior's praise.
talking earlier this morning about the opportunities, and when we think about communion, I know that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians about receiving from the Lord what he passed on to you. He talks about that he had given thanks and he broke the bread and he poured the cup. What an interesting dichotomy, because it doesn't always fall that way to where the first Sunday in Advent is the first Sunday of the month. Sometimes it's a little different, but it just seemed a unique illustration this morning that we're taking part in communion, a celebration of the two, so where we not only think about his birth, but we think about his death. And on the day that we celebrate communion, we not only celebrate about Advent, birth of a Savior, Jesus Christ, we also think about his death. And the two just seem to fit so well together on this day that we're participating in communion. We're participating in his life, his death, and his resurrection at a time when he comes again. Paul made it very clear that in all of the things that Jesus was doing, in all of the journeys, I wondered this morning as I looked to the scriptures and I started a little bit from Isaiah and worked through Matthew. Our scripture doesn't begin that way for this Advent season, just a different passage about hope. But I wonder what Isaiah thought. I wonder what Isaiah thought about what God was doing in his life. And I wonder, as it all came to pass, what Mary and Joseph thought. And as they gathered at the table, what are the disciples thinking? You know, our lives are filled with a lot of things. And yet Paul reminds us that Jesus had lived some 33 and a half years, gathered with the disciples. He was pouring and ready to move on to the next step that God had for him. He broke the bread and he poured the cup. He celebrated what was to come to pass. You and I, every month, we have an opportunity to celebrate in these. We break the bread, we celebrate the cup, and we drink and eat together. For you and I, we begin Advent by not only the first Sunday in Advent, but we take in Jesus into our life. Father, I just pray that as we consider all things, may we consider these elements to remind us what a fitting tribute to begin Advent your celebration with you, with who you are, what you've done for us. As you broke the bread and as you poured the cup, you reminded them that you would always be with them, that your death and resurrection wasn't going to be the end, it was going to be the beginning of you resting in our life. Father, as we take you in this morning, we pray that these elements will remind us that we begin Advent with Jesus, with you on our minds, on our hearts. You will lead and guide us through this journey. We thank you and praise you for these elements. In your holy name, I pray. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, please eat and drink as you will. Fitting tribute to thank that God for one moment that you are in this place. We have an opportunity to worship you. God, to think for one moment that time stood still as Mary gave birth. To think of the anticipation that would have been there that day, that hour, that time. As Joseph watched or reddened in anticipation as Mary gave birth. When the star rose above that night, for the Savior of the world had been born. In the stillness of that moment, God, you entered into a chaotic world, a Passover time, a time of celebration, a time of gathering. Yet here you are, in the midst of all things. Some 2,024 years later, we still celebrate the birth, your life, your meaning to us. And we pause, Father, for just one moment to bring you into our hearts and lives. We pause to give thanks for who you are. God, I know that technology doesn't always work the way we want it to. But God, through all of the noise and hustle, you entered into a world. Maybe it was cold. Maybe it was fragile. Maybe it was fallen. You brought hope. Hope to the people there and hope to those gathered around. The shepherd and the wise men and all of those gathered to pay respect to the Messiah was born. We've gathered on this day, Father, still to be reminded of your life. In the difficulties we face, the hustleness of the day, and all of the things around us, we want to give thanks to you. God, I know that in the stillness, there are families who grieve in this time of year. There are those who have lost loved ones. A place in the table is empty. A plate will not be filled. A voice will not be heard. Yet in the stillness you are there. I pray for the Denny family. The difficulties, Father, even the day after giving thanks, gone home to be with you. Father, for those that are in the hospital wards, still looking for healing, looking for a touch, wanting to be home, we continue to pray for Kathy. I don't have all the answers, God. I don't know what's in store for her, but I pray that you'll be near to her and touch her in a way that is only powerful by you. I continue to pray for those who are shut in, those who are away, those who continue to seek your healing every day. I ask God for your strength, for your anointing, for your healing touch, not only on this congregation, but on our sister churches, all of the churches in the Sterling Heights area, Michigan, all across the United States, all over our nation, far and near. For family, God, in Tennessee, for friends in Kenya, for people in Michigan, for all over this great world. May your touch and anointing, that same anointing that anointed Mary and Joseph on that day as mom and dad, it be the same anointing that anoints us as children of God today. God, you know, we've had a busy week. Thanksgiving has been upon us. We've traveled, celebrated, watched football, done all kinds of things. And here we are in your presence. God, I ask your anointing now. You would bring us hope through a little child. May our eyes be able to see you in a new way. May your strength be upon our bodies.